You're listening to Vatican Radio. Church leaders from the different Eastern Catholic rites have been gathered in Rome this week to mark the centenary of the foundation of the Pontifical Oriental Institute and the Congregation for Eastern Churches. Pope Francis visited the Institute on Thursday and issued a message praising its high achievements and reminding it to be always attentive to the enormous challenges facing Christians in the East. In 1917, in the middle of the First World War, Pope Benedict XV established the Institute to be a bridge between East and West and to make the rich traditions of the Oriental churches available to the entire Catholic world. A century on, the Institute maintains a world-class reputation for its research, teaching and publishing on all issues of Eastern theology, liturgies, patristics, history, canon law, literature, spirituality, archaeology, as well as questions of ecumenical and geopolitical importance. Jesuit Father David Nazar is the current rector of the Orientale, as it's known. Born in Canada to a family of Ukrainian origin, he's a former superior of the Society of Jesus in Ukraine and former provincial of the Jesuits in the English Canada province.
The Orientale, the Pontifical Oriental Institute, which is a papal institute entrusted to the Society of Jesus, really focuses on all the Eastern churches, Orthodox and Catholic, plus, to a certain extent, the historical context, the political context, and all. So during the first 100 years of the Orientale, there was quite a bit of research in original documents. Maybe one reason for this is because the Eastern churches, for the most part, are smaller, perhaps without the resources of the Western church to establish universities and professors who can do all this original research. And the popes were concerned to make this kind of research into liturgy, ancient traditions, ancient manuscripts available to the Eastern churches themselves in the first place and have a good library where these could be presented, but also to make them available to the West. So the Jesuits 100 years ago worked to establish an extraordinary library here, funded by friends of Pius XI at the time, and it remains a library second to none in the world for studies in Eastern churches, Eastern traditions, ancient languages, and all. And that has been significant for the West. I mean, some things like the document of Vatican II on the importance of Eastern churches would have been unimaginable without 50 years of work already here at the Orientale, all these treasures researched and enriching the broader church.